Tweet at Today SOR.
Something of a revolution is happening in Ireland with the proliferation of craft beer and cider producers popping up all over the country. Caroline Hennessy and Christian Jensen have just published their book, Sláinte, The Complete Guide to Irish Craft Beer, and Cathal O'Donoghue is co-owner and brewer at Rascal's Brewing in Rascoole. You're all very welcome. Caroline, I was reading the Irish Times. I think there's a big exhibition down in the RDS this week, or fair, about beer. I saw a big sign. But there's been something like, is it a 400% increase in the number of beers on sale in the last few years?
It's absolutely incredible, Sean. There is so much going on in the world of Irish craft beer and cider at the moment. It's such an incredible time to be part of it and to be involved. And you can be involved by as easily as walking down to your local off-licence or walking into a pub and just picking something that little bit different.
You kind of went the whole hog though. You married into it, did you?
Well, you could say that. I am actually married to one half of the 8 Degrees Brewing company, who are based down in Mitchelstown in County Cork. So it's an Aussie and a Kiwi that run the brewery. So they have a slightly different slant on everything, believe me. And so I had been doing a lot of events based around beer, particularly beer and food, because that's one of the areas that really excites us. And so many people asked me where they could find out more information about it. So myself and my friend Kristen Jensen, we got together and we decided it was time to write that book that everybody needed.
Yeah, and it's not just about the beers and where they can be found, Kristen. It's about recipes. It's about, I suppose, just the prospects and the different tasting experiences that people can have.
Absolutely. We'd like to say it does what it says on the tin. It's the complete guide. You know, it's got something for everyone. It starts with how a beer and cider are made, talks about the history in an Irish context, profiles of the brewers, you know, such as Cathal here, and recipes, you know, so straight the way through, there's so many aspects that you can explore.
This all happened, I think, as a result of a measure that Brian Cowan introduced as Minister for Finance, giving certain tax breaks. Isn't that right, Caroline?
That's quite true. I suppose we could in some ways say he is the patron saint of Irish craft brewing. He, in 2005, he signed into being the, in his budget that year, he was finance minister. It was a 50% rebate for microbreweries. Now, the microbreweries have to be independent and they have to produce under 100,000 hectolitres of beer, which I think works out at about 4 million pints, give or take one or two. So that's quite a substantial size of a microbrewery, but that has really seen the way forward for so many microbreweries to set up and be a viable business, you know, and just make their space in the world. But the only problem is that cider producers don't have that same rebate. So it would be fantastic if that could be included in the next budget.
We might be chatting on this programme to Michael Noonan in the next few days. And if there's time for a sort of a light supplementary, because who knows, you know, he's hardly going to announce his tax measures on this programme. But look, you know, we might see if he's well disposed. But coming to you, Cathal O'Donoghue, co-owner, as I said, and brewer at Rascal's Brewing. How did you get into it and how far have you advanced?
I discovered craft beer when I was living in New Zealand, so there's another connection there. The craft beer scene over there just took off when I was living over there. We lived in Wellington and there's 4 breweries in that small city at the moment. Just really enjoyed craft beer, got into home brewing. Came home to Ireland with the idea, maybe we can set something up here. And we continued home brewing, myself and Emma. And in 2013, we won a few competitions as home brewers and had our business plan and everything ready. A brewery came up for sale in Galway. We went over, looked at it, said, yeah, this will suit us, and shipped it over here to Dublin. We're now set up in Rascoole since
And what about February. Your production? What's the throughput like?
So it's 10 hectolitres or 1,000 litres per batch, and we're brewing at the moment once a week.
Right, and what about outlets then where it's on sale?
Mostly in Dublin, the craft beer pubs in Dublin. We're in about 10 different outlets now.
Right, and is it just one brew that you have, or have you got... Because most, I think, of the microbreweries have a range of...
Yeah, we've 3 beers. We've a ginger porter, Big Hop Red, and Witwoo is a Belgian wheat beer.
Kristen, how much room is there for this whole trade to expand? Like, surely there must be failures as well as successes if people...
Oh, there would be, like any business, but the potential is huge. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, Caroline, but I think it's only 1% of the market at the moment.
Might be 4, according to the Irish Times. 4%,
okay, 4,
but it's still fairly low.
But fairly low. Like, in the States, I think it's 8%. And there's a brewery opening on average once a day. So there's still a lot of scope for, you know, growth in this area.
But the sheer volume, though, of stuff that you'd have if you were to take in, if you were to give shelf space, Caroline, I mean, I think you guys are fairly lucky. You got into O'Brien's and you're in some of the pubs now on draft and all that sort of thing. But to get to that stage, is there a danger that you lose the appeal if you're, you know, if you lose that kind of niche idea? I mean, where do you draw the line, in other words?
It's a good question, actually, Sean, because I think every small producer has to go through this, be they a food producer, beer producer, cider producer. Can we, if we get bigger, how can we sustain the connection that we have with our customers? But the thing is, you might get bigger, but you don't lose the passion. You don't lose the intensity of flavour. Like everybody who's producing good beers and ciders in Ireland at the moment, they're not brewing the flavour out. They're brewing the flavour in. They're punching the flavour in there. They're making it hoppy. They're making it malty. They're making it, if it's cider, they're making really crisp, flavoursome ciders that you can drink with food. These are people who are producing incredible things. And I think you keep the connection with your customers by something like the Craft Beer Festival, where you meet and get immediate feedback from the people who are tasting your products.
And 40 microbreweries now, again, there were just about a dozen 3 or 4 years ago. Kristen, how many jobs have been created?
I wouldn't be able to tell you that exactly. I know that it's the number of jobs in a microbrewery are multiples of what you would get for a big brand. I think it's sevenfold. Now, having said that, there would only be, and Caroline, you would know better than me on this, like how many people, there would only be a few maybe in a microbrewery. But those are local jobs, you know, supporting local economy. And you're learning a trade, you know, you're getting a skill.
Right, and Cathal, what about you? You're there with your girlfriend, I think a Donegal woman.
That's right, yeah.
I say you probably had a few customers for your product last night anyway, and you know, it would be a good time to be sending out the word.
That's
but how big can you get, do you think? And I mean, are you going to create jobs, or will it be just a nice sort of, you know, home operation for yourself and herself?
I think we're definitely going to create jobs. Like, I've quit my full-time job and I'm at this full-time now. Emma is still working, but the plan is that she'll be working with the brewery in the next year. And we also think of taking on someone part-time.
Does anybody inspect you to make sure you meet certain standards of,
oh yeah, of
health
course,
and safety, and I suppose the revenue, keep an eye on things?
Yeah,
well,
exactly. I have, like, revenue actually went to the brewery this morning taking samples before I came in here. Health and safety, food safety authority, all those.
Can anybody do this? Or do you need particular expertise, Caroline?
You need to have the appetite for an enormous amount of, not beer or cider, hard work. It is an incredibly hard job and it's so physical. Cathal will be able to attest to this. You know, getting in there and clearing out the mash tun and dragging those sacks of malt around, and, you know, and then you go and you work hard all week making the beer and bottling the beer and getting the beer out into different places. And then your weekends, you spend at beer festivals selling the beer. Now, it's good fun. I don't get me wrong about that. But you do not get a break. So I think a lot of people could get into it, but they have to know that they will work pretty hard to, before they can ever enjoy the first pint of non-mortgaged beer.
OK, well, look, you tell that very well. Caroline Hennessy, thank you very much indeed. Kirsten Jensen and also Cathal O'Donoghue. The book is called, and I suspect it's going to be out of date very quickly and there'll have to be a new edition. Sláinte, The Complete Guide to Irish Craft Beer and Cider. And it's published by New Ireland and it sells for
$19.99.
Okay, thank you all for coming in. We'll be talking sport after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.